The Deputy Chairwoman of the Lower House of Parliament, Katarzyna Kłasnowa, this week shocked many by giving the media intimate details about her wedding day, telling journalists that according to tradition, friends of the groom, who just happens to be Transport Minister Vít Bárta, abducted him on her wedding night and she'd had to give up her garters to get him back. Czech television's political talk show host Václav Moravec commented on Facebook that he feared the lady had lost more than her garters. She'd most likely lost her mind. A train driver is in hot water after letting his girlfriend drive a train full of passengers on the track from Ústí nad Labem to Prague. It is not clear how long the young woman spent at the controls, but a video made by someone in the cabin shows her driving the train for quite some time while she posed and smiled for the camera. The video, clearly made to wow her friends, was leaked to the media, and Czech Railways is having a lot of explaining to do, particularly since a train recently derailed along that stretch of the road, most likely due to human error. The wild boar population in Europe has been steadily increasing, but German scientists have now warned Central Europeans their meat may not be safe. Laboratory tests on boar in Bavaria, conducted in areas bordering on the Czech Republic, show that their meat contains dangerously high levels of the radioactive substance cesium. The high incidence of this substance is being linked to the Chernobyl nuclear accident in 1986, and scientists believe that animals such as wild boar absorb it through forest mushrooms and berries. Last year, gamekeepers in neighboring Germany received over €400,000 in compensation for boar meat, which could not be sold to restaurants because it contained excessive levels of cesium. Anything over 600 becquerels is not considered safe for consumption. No such warning has come from the Czech authorities, but the news is in itself worrying, not only because game is popular in Czech restaurants, but because so many Czechs consume large amounts of forest mushrooms and berries themselves. Now that the story has appeared on the internet news site Novinky.cz, Czechs may think twice about pursuing their favorite summer pastime, picking mushrooms in the forest. A colony of beavers who built a dam across one of the smaller rivers in central Bohemia cut off three villages from their water supply last week. The dam was so well made it forced the Bystrica River, 2 to 3 meters wide, out of its basin and across a meadow where livestock graze. The water returns to its basin murky with cow dung and has contaminated dozens of local wells in the region. The Czech Environmental Inspection is now looking into the matter and there is a heated local debate underway as to whether the dam should be destroyed, the beavers captured and moved to a different location. The beaver is a protected species, not just in the Czech Republic, but in all of Europe. And the country's 1,000-strong beaver population occasionally gives people a headache. If you find earthworms disgusting, there's a place you should stay away from. An area in southern Moravia boasts the longest earthworms in the Czech Republic. Giant earthworms that grow up to half a meter in length, with a body the width of a pencil. Not that you're likely to run across one by accident. Their habitat is the Pozdranská steppe, a strictly protected nature reserve, allowing the giant earthworm to live and breed in peace. And they're not likely to stray far, moving around on home turf, on a few meters of protected ground. People who want to sight them can only do so on a few rare days of the year when they surface to breed. Biologists from the Czech Academy of Sciences keep an eye on this protected species and occasionally force a few above ground for monitoring purposes by spilling an unpleasant, smelly liquid that makes them surface. The outsized breed was first discovered in this area in 1935, and it is not clear how it comes to be here. Similar giant breeds are known to exist in Australia and South Africa, where they grow to a length of 4 meters. Well, it's good to know at least that they're not all over the place.